This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
When we read the Psalms of David, we must remember that much of his experience involved his enemies, both within Israel as well as among the Gentiles. And consequently, he would ask God to crush the heads of his enemies. In other words, he called for God's judgment on those who continually and persistently opposed the way of the Lord. Now, in understanding God's plan for us today, we must remind ourselves we're living under the new covenant, God's marvelous time of grace. In fact, the New Testament teaches us we should continually pray for our enemies and the enemies of the gospel, that people will turn from their sins. We must never forget the words that Peter wrote in his second letter.
Dear friends, don't overlook this one fact. With the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord does not delay his promise, as some understand delay, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance.
Well, clearly it's God's will that all come to faith in Christ. As Peter wrote, he doesn't want any to perish. On the other hand, we also know that not all will respond to the message of Jesus Christ. And in this sense, we can rejoice that God is in control and someday he will rule and reign as a righteous judge. Consequently, we should remember this principle to live by, knowing that at any moment the day of grace could end and usher in the day of the Lord. We're to do our part in communicating the message of salvation to those who are unsaved.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.